back in. Welcome back to All Gas, No Trash. For the five-time episode in a row, doers, Josh and Adam.
Yeah, that's a true story. We're out here busting out episodes like your mama's ass.
We're busting episodes like we nut in your mama's butthole.
So today we're going to be reviewing Wooz's debut album. This is a band I've been following since I think 2019 or 2020, roughly sometime around the pandemic or there before. Big fan of them. I'd say if you're a fan of new wave music, like if you had David Bowie's China Girl and fashion fucking new wave bands like The Cars or Oingo Boingo or Devo, you'd basically get Wooz. So that's pretty much what you're getting. Although I think Wooz does a better job of taking things to 11. Their riffs are a little bit harder. They have a little bit of harder sound. I will say they have some of the cheeky, fun lyrics that, you know, you would expect from bands like Oingo Boingo or cheeky. Devo.
Cheeky.
Yeah, cheeky, quirky, funny. Yeah.
Cheeky. Bluey.
Oh, Bluey.
Bingo.
So that more or less sums it up. I've been waiting for this album for what, 6 years? It's been a long ass time.
Did you listen to it already?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
So
what if it sucks, man? Are you gonna be mad?
It's 6 years coming. I don't know. We'll see.
You think it's gonna be over? You've overrated it in your mind already, and now whatever you listen to, not possibly.
No, I actually didn't think this band. Truthfully, there was a time where this band seemingly disbanded in some regard, where one of the guys ended up leaving, and I think he also got sick. So he took a hiatus, but he also wasn't part of the project for an extended period of time. So it was like the other guy. And I thought this project was like going to be done. But the fact that they ended up making a debut album after 6 years, I mean, I wasn't expecting that. So, you know, here we are.
Here we are. All right.
6 years in the making.
I guess let's get down to it. Here we go. Wooz. We'll be starting off the self-titled album, Wooz. Song number one. Sabertooth Spider. All right, here we go. All right, that was Sabertooth Spider. I will say that was a crunchy fucking groove.
That was fucking amazing.
If we were like Rotten Tomatoes, like All Gas, No Trash, instead of certified fresh, certified crunchy, all right?
That was a banger, dude.
That was goddamn awesome. Now, I don't know what the fuck they were babbling on about. I don't know, saber-tooth tigers, and I'm a spider, and fucking all kinds of weird shit. I don't know what they were babbling on. I don't know what the fuck that song was about.
Yeah.
But all I can tell you is it was crunchy grooves, and it was delicious, and it was fucking awesome.
Dude, I loved every part of it, not only because it was like a fast paced song, but that fucking riff on the guitar pretty much throughout the thing. And also like the harmonies. And then there was also a part where, you know, there was like somebody was singing in a baritone voice like,
four walls.
Yeah.
Tall.
Yeah.
Man, that was
and
cool,
then,
man.
Hanging around.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
Yeah. So
God damn.
Great. First impression for the leading track of the album. Yeah, dude, Wooz is one of the coolest bands. Like, I have no idea if this thing is going to be a perfect album.
I'm telling you right now, if we're judging it off of this first fucking song, if this song is how the rest of the album goes, it's getting a fucking 10. I'm sorry. But
all I could say is that Wooz has been one of my favorite bands of, like, the last 6 years. Since I've been looking for music, dude, like, they've been one of my favorite bands because of the fucking, like, this thing radiates fucking aura, energy, whatever you want to call it. And that's off the first track. And I don't know what else is going to happen on this album, but I'm very fucking excited.
Great fucking way to start the album. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go. The next song is called Weapons of Mass Seduction. Oh, man, this is going to be great. I can't wait. Here we go. All right, that was Weapons of Mass Seduction. What did you think of that one?
That was a banger. I have no idea if that was about fucking, you know, being on the prowl for some pussy or some shit, or or vice versa for some dick. On top of the fact that it's the end of the world and your dick is like, you know, a fucking nuclear bomb or some shit, like you're ready to fucking deploy your load or drop your load.
I put the cyst in romanticist. That's a great fucking line.
It's fun. It's like it's fun, cheeky shit. Like it's not something that should be taken too seriously. Obviously, I mean, dude, I think this is, I could just tell that this music would rip the roof off of like any fucking venue. There was like really cool moments. There was like finger sweeps like on the guitar that were fucking sweet, and the guitar riff was awesome, and that melody on the fucking synthesizer.
Oh ding, man,
ding. This shit, I swear to God, dude, if they ever do a remake of Weird Science, like this would, these motherfuckers got to do the soundtrack for this fucking movie.
Oh, 1,000% man. God damn, another banger. All right, all right. Let's see if they can go 3 for 3 here on the opening of the album. This is good old fashioned fun.
Did you have anything to say about this?
You said it all. Oh, okay. That's pretty much all shit I was going to say. So I had nothing more to add that was different.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Good old fashioned fun. All right. That was good old fashioned fun. Fuck, man. 3 for 3, man. That was another fucking banger. I love that song.
Oh, man. I'm lukewarm about it. I liked it, but I'm not quite as enthusiastic as you were about it.
So that shit. Okay. There were like two, like, pace changes in the song, like that was fucking executed perfectly. With that, like, that chorus part or whatever, but like that was literally to the tune of Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Yeah, and also that whinny, that sounded like that song, She Drives Me Crazy.
Oh, yeah, man,
it's like a hybrid of those two.
Like, fuck, man, that was just good. That was just fucking excellent. Fuck, man,
the chorus kicked ass. The last third of it when it just starts exploding,
that was good.
And then there was like this really melancholic guitar riff that was played, the one I'm talking about. It was like weenie, and I'm like, that shit sounds like Oingo Boingo to me. That sounds like Danny Elfman, like fucking I liked it, not quite as much as you, but I still enjoyed it.
All right. So here we go. Let's move on to the next one, which will be called Was Father Present? Man, I wonder if this is about some Catholic shit. I don't know.
So this song, am I under the impression that this was about fucking a hooker and then feeling empty inside after fucking her? And then,
yeah, like going to a massage parlor. That's what I got out of it. Like, I was trying to go get a jerk me off happy ending massage, but it didn't happen.
I feel worse now.
Yeah, now I feel like more of an asshole. it's like you got denied a happy ending from the happy ending song parlor.
Yeah.
How the fucked up is that?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, all right, here we go. Was Father Present by Wooz. Here we go. All right, that was Father Present. What did you think a little bit about that one?
That was pretty cool. I thought it was the most Devo, like Oingo Boingo track that I've heard so far. Where everything else kind of, I think, sounds like Wooz. This was the one that I think was most inspired by like Devo and Oingo Boingo. And it seems like it's more or less about having abandonment issues with like your father, whatever. But it's done in this cool way where there's like the, I don't know if it's called a round or a callback, where you say one thing and then the person, call and response is what it is.
Yeah.
And then there was like a part where it alludes to Jesus, like talking about the crown of thorns and shit. But it's also talking about like weird, like arbitrary things. Like, well, the first third is like being born. The other part is like growing up. And then the last part is, you know, possibly being a fucking delinquent or whatever. What did you get out of it?
Yeah, no, I feel like this whole song was about Jesus.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, it's all about the life of Jesus and like everything in here. It's asking if God was there. Oh, was the father, right? Was God there when this happened? When he was dancing at the party, he was dancing when people were hating him because they were scorned, demented, when he had his crown of thorns on, right?
Yeah.
You know, and saying he's like a backward pawn, like that's what Jesus was like used as by God, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think, he was chairman of the party. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the guy who did all this shit to you, like, basically.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So that song was all right. I wasn't too hot about that one. It was okay. But anyways. All right. Now moving on to the next song.
Next track.
Fantastic Fever. Here we go. All right, that was Fantastic Fever. Track number 5. Man, that was a good one. I enjoyed that one. That was fucking pretty. That was heavy as fuck. That changed it up, man. That was honestly, the opening of that song was like completely different from all the other previous 4 songs.
I think, dude, I have no idea what those fucking lyrics were about.
Yeah, I don't know what the song's about either.
I'm pretty sure it has some deep meaning because they're talking about some motherfucker named Caravaggio or some shit.
Yeah.
And all I know is that song fucking rocked.
Yep.
The riff was fucking sweet. Excellent. It had, I don't know what the word is, if it had dread in the chorus, because it wasn't happy lyrics.
Yeah, that's true.
But I enjoyed that track, but I don't know if I have anything else to say about the fucking lyrics, because I don't know what they mean.
Caravaggio was an Italian painter.
Okay.
Oh, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo?
Mononymously known as Caravaggio.
They're art students, so they would know. But, you know, for the commoners like us that don't have refined taste in art, we would know that.
We do not.
Yeah. So I guess we'll move on to the next track.
What is this? Hot City, Cool Night. Here we go. All right. That was Hot City, Cool Night. God damn it. Why is this so good?
Dude.
It's... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead.
No, this is like complete 80s regurgitation trash, as it should be.
It's contemporary, though.
But it's great. They did it so good.
Yeah.
And, like, they literally threw in the Air Tonight drum fucking beat.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. The exact same thing.
Dude, the best... I love that they did it with, like, the drum pad, so it sounds like Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Boo-doo, boo-boo, boo-boo, boo-boo. Yeah, that track was fucking straight cheese, dude. Yep. Like,
straight cheese.
That song could have easily been placed on an 80s love, like the old infomercials that you would see as a kid, 80s love ballads, and you got to call in. You're like, how am I supposed to live without you? Yeah,
really, 3 easy payments of $19.95. You can have 9 CDs with 800 songs.
Yeah, that song would be perfect for it. These guys, I think, would be excellent for some movie that takes place in the 80s, or if there's an 80s aesthetic, like some A24 film that does that type of shit. Mm-hmm. These guys have to fucking do a soundtrack, or their songs have to be featured as part of the soundtrack, because this shit's too good, dude.
It is. It is too good. God damn it. I like you said, I hate that I love this.
I hate that I love this song because, like I said, it's stupid.
It's cheese.
It's 80s like soft rock. It's weird as fuck. I don't like I'm saying like, I don't like it, but like I do like it.
Yeah, it's good. Like it's like you don't want to like it, but fuck, man. All right.
Next track.
Running Outside with Heather. I'm going to say that I feel like we're going to get some Running with the Devil Van Halen in this song, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe we'll see, man.
I hope so. Here we go.
Oh, I got to say at the end of the song, there's like a guitar scales being played. That was fucking sweet. So I just got to say that. Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right. That was Running Outside with Heather. Okay. I'm about to go on one of my world famous Josh. I just wrote a script in my brain off of this fucking song. Okay. So this song, all right, is the montage in a show called it's called A Chance of Heather. And it's where it's about this girl. They work at this news station and she's the weatherman, or the weatherman's going after her or something like that. Mm. And it's all like a bunch of weather related puns, the whole movie or the whole show.
Yeah.
And then this song is like the montage of the dude, like doing all the things, trying to like do what she likes or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, oh, he's like working, like she likes guys that work out. So he starts working out and he's like drops the things. And like, it's like the montage of all that shit.
Yeah.
And that's what this fucking song is. All right.
Dude, I don't have anything to add for that, because that's fucking way better than any interpretation I have of the song. Plus, I mean, I don't think it's far off. I think Running with the Devil, it kind of has the same feel a little bit. I was not expecting this is like Turkish music or like music from the Middle East, where it's like a half toned down.
Yeah.
Because it has like a weird Egyptian sound, like, but then you had that cool, like, heavy guitar riff, the like that was pretty fucking sweet. And then at the very end, you think the song ends, they're making you hold out for a little bit longer because they have like this weird out, like 80s outro intermission type thing, and then it comes back with the fucking heavy riff to kind of, you know, make it make the nightcap for the song.
Yeah,
it's fucking sweet, dude.
It is fucking excellent.
Yeah.
All right, next song. Okay, this one's called A Safari New. I am predicting that this song is gonna be like then it blessed the rains down in Africa. It's gonna be either that or it's gonna be the land down. They come from a land down. And it's gonna be one of those two things that it's mimicking or whatever.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, here we go. All right, that was A Safari New by Wooz. We knew that one.
I'm wondering if there is a little bit more to the lyrics than what we've been reading, because this is like the second or third track, and not all of the songs have references to the Bible, but I'm curious to know like what the song is about. Do you got any ideas of what it's about?
I feel like it's something biblical, like it's something about like,
because they were talking about animals going to the safari,
yeah,
which is kind of like a safe, it's safe, but it's also a trap because yeah, they don't have the same freedoms of living in a like open space like the Sahara Desert or whatever. Yeah. And so I don't know if they're suggesting that while the Garden of Eden is safe, it's also
a trap,
a cage or whatever, but they're going to this thing. I don't know what the last part of that story is telling, but I'm lukewarm about this one. I'm not really sure how I feel about it. I don't know if I hate it. I don't know if I love it. It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just lukewarm about it too. I can't really say I liked it, but I can't really say I fully disliked it.
Yeah,
I guess it's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, and I will say that for the most part, most of the tracks have been enjoyable, and I think it's permissible that they get away with one that isn't, especially when it's like 10 songs or whatever, there's bound to be one fucking stinker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not calling this a stinker. I don't think it's like terrible, but it's also, it's somewhere in between, like I said. So.
Yeah. All right. So here we go with the next song, track number 9, Four Lovely Children.
We need to finish strong though.
Yeah. Like, I hope they do. I hope they pull it out. Here we go. Four Lovely Children. Let's see. This song is probably going to be stupid as hell, but I don't know. We'll see. The title's dumb, but let's see what it's about. All right. That was Four Lovely Children.
Dud.
Yeah, I didn't really like that song.
It was all right.
I felt like that beat was kind of repeating shit that they've done before.
Yeah,
it felt repetitive.
It's just, I mean, it's like a disco laced.
Yeah,
disco laced song about marriage.
Well, it's about someone who got married and had all the children, and then someone who was too busy and didn't.
Yeah,
is what it's about.
Yeah, and. I mean, I don't know if there's really all that much to say about this song. It's not my favorite one. Yeah. I think it's probably maybe the worst one on the album.
Yes, so far.
Yeah, where the other two were just somewhere, you know, being lukewarm. Like,
yeah,
this one was just like, I don't know if I like it at all.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we finish strong here.
This is
the last song, Will You Marry Me? It's the longest fucking song at 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
All right.
So let's see where we're at with this. All right, here we go. Will You Marry Me, track number 10 off of Wooz. All right, well, that was the end of it. Will You Marry Me, the final song. Did not end strong. It's like the last three tracks, they just gave up and just repeated all the same shit they just did over the last second.
Oh, man, I actually liked it. I thought it ended on a pretty good note.
I like that one.
I think the song's about somebody that had run out of options in terms of marriage, and
yeah,
marrying the last option, I suppose.
Yeah, and swipe right on fucking Tinder or whatever, and fucking
whatever was like, last option. Like, fuck it, let's get married. And you know, and there is a bit of a fun poked at marriage. It's like, oh man, your fucking parents hate me, your family hates me. My mom said you would be there for me, and you can't stand me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I enjoyed it because it reminds me of certain bands that I enjoy. I guess I could say that it reminds me of this track from Oingo Boingo called Stay loosely, but do you have a score in mind in your mind already?
Yep, I got a score in my mind.
So I will say on the whole, the album has a majority of good songs.
Yeah, yeah, I'd agree
say
with that.
3 to 4 are okay or crap.
Yeah, right.
So I am going to give them bonus points because the songs that they hit on were fucking
bangers.
Bangers. So do you want to give your score first?
Yeah, so I agree with you on the scoring of about 4 songs. So if we look at my normal, okay, this one had an even nice number, 10 songs.
Yeah.
So six of them were, I felt like, absolute pretty much bangers.
Yeah.
There were 4 that, yeah, I either was kind of lukewarm on or just outright didn't like. Mm. I think 2 I was lukewarm on, 2 of them I outright didn't like. But again, bonus points for the bangerness shit of the first part of that first portion of the album was great. That first like 6 songs.
Do you think they did some of this shit because they needed to break up the monotony? And they are kind of prone to doing disco oriented music because it's in their nature to do that. But they also have some more slower tracks because it something needs to break up the hard shit, like the.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like that stuff was kind of weak and they could have done a better job with that.
Yeah, I don't think it was perfect either. Yeah. But
so. I honestly can say that I think this was with bonus points for like the creativity of it and everything. Yeah. I think this was a solid 7, 7.5, but like somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
Like a solid 7 out of 10, I think is I think that's a very fair assessment.
Yeah, I'm actually somewhere. I'm probably looking at 7.5 to 8.
Yeah. We're in the same wheelhouse, same ballpark.
Yeah, and if we want to split the...
We split the difference to say 7.5. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Because that's where I'm at. I'm at like 7, 7.5, so...
Yeah, and the way I was looking at it was that for the songs I didn't enjoy, because there was one I really didn't like, and that was towards the back end of the album. I don't know if it was track 8 or 9, but the other ones, I didn't hate them, so I gave them a 0.5 point. Uh-huh. So for the tracks that I was kind of lukewarm about, point and a half for 2 songs and another point and a half for another track. So it was like 7.5 and maybe another 0.5 step up to make it to round it out at 8 because of the songs that they really hit on, man, they fucking knocked that shit out of the park.
Yeah, they did.
This was a great debut album. It's not perfect, but I definitely think that with the right eyes for people that are in the music industry or, you know, that work at blogs or I feel like they should be reviewing this shit because there really isn't anything like this that hits this hard or sounds this good for the tracks that are awesome.
Has anybody put out like a review of this or yet?
I don't know. I don't really know, but you know, it's
just to see what they gave it.
We can look it up.
Do a follow. Oh yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, we'll take this time to look at it.
We'll pause and look it up real quick. All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'm on Album of the Year, which is kind of like a Rotten Tomatoes type of thing. Well, you can also comment yourself. They have user scores and they have critic scores. Mm-hmm. So currently there is no critic score because nobody from like a publication or a blog is taking the time to listen to this shit, although I think they should.
Yeah.
User score, though, 10 reviews, uh-huh. 10 scores. The total score that is given is 79 out of 100.
Okay, so that's right in the 7.5 to 8.
Yeah, we're like
range. We're like right there.
Yeah,
7.5. Yeah.
So it's not too much far off from what other people. I mean, they're a little bit more optimistic than you are about some of the tracks. But I think it's somewhere between a 7.5 and an 8 for you. It's 7.5 to 7. So yeah.
Yeah, and give it an overall 7.5.
Yeah, so an enjoyable fucking album.
Yeah, definitely enjoyable.
Go listen to it, stream it, enjoy it. Hopefully they'll come out with another album that's minus the stinkers.
That'll be the key in 6 years when they release their next album.
Yeah.
Right? What is that going to look like?
Yeah.
Is that going to improve upon this or are they going to take a step backwards?
Oh, shit. Well, I got to say, man, I mean, compared to some of the things, some of the other shit we listened to in 2024, in total, like this was... I mean, they had a lot of fucking bangers, dude. Like they really did. And yeah, it was impressive. So I just wish I could give
this came out in 2024.
No, no. I'm just saying compared to some of the other things.
Oh, that This is our first album review for 2025.
Right? Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, cool. I mean,
start off with a good one.
Start off with a good
solidly
one.
Solidly decent.
Hopefully we get better along the way. And
what's
it's
the
a
next
debut
one? It's a debut album for them. But what's the next one on the docket for the album reviews?
Well, we have Nice March 28th with the Nice World. And then we have LA Witch with their third album. And then Sedona with her first, her debut album in May. I can't wait to throw that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to give it a fair score.
Can't wait to throw that into the bus.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a fair score, though.
I'm not. No, anyways.
So that's on the list of items that we're going to be reviewing in the future. So be vigilant for that.
And cool,
we'll see you all next time.
All right. Go get fuck yourselves.